Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, here's some encouraging words from the book of Romans, chapter 15, starting in verse 13. May the God of hope, I love that phrase, the God of hope.
Yeah.
If we want to know where hope originates, it originates with God. He is the God of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this God of hope wants us to overflow with hope, and that's going to come through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the source. He's the source. The Holy Spirit is the source of everything that we experience positive in this life today. There is nothing that doesn't come from him. If you want to experience peace, the Holy Spirit is the source of peace. If you want to experience hope, the Holy Spirit is the source of hope. If you want to experience life itself, God's life, the Holy Spirit is the source of that life. He is our very life. And that's why in him, regardless of what's going on in the world today, regardless of what's going on in our personal lives, we can have hope because the God of hope lives in us. That's good news, isn't it, guys?
Oh, it's just something that is unshakable, Bob. You look at whether you've put your confidence in Washington, D.C., in the political system, you've put your hope in, a better financial position, a better, setup at your house, a better stable position in life. I mean, we try for these things and we hope for those things. But the one thing that we can always hope for that always comes through is actually a person, not a thing. And I love that Paul brings this out in Romans 15, just the idea that God is our unshakable, unbreakable hope. And that's going to be true whether it's in the country of Chad in Africa, maybe the third or fourth largest, poorest country in the world. That would be true in the United States. It would be true in China. It would be true of believers anywhere and everywhere. There's a lot of false gospels out there that tell us to put our hope in riches, to put our hope in money, to put our hope in physical status with a guaranteed healing. And what we're saying is, no, our hope is Jesus. And that message really works worldwide.
Yes, it does.
Good thoughts, guys, as we get underway with a brand new week at Basic Gospel. Thanks for joining us. We have plenty of open lines right now, and that's why we're here live, so you can pose a question, get an immediate answer, or discuss the issues that are in your life right now, or maybe in your way right now. 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, of course. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Chickamauga and talk with Calvin, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Calvin. Calvin, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing fantastic. What's on your mind, my friend?
I had called in probably about 6 months ago and was confused about being saved and dealing with anxiety and all of that. Anyway, I've kind of got myself back on the right track, and I'm a little confused of is the Holy Spirit in someone, is that based on feelings, or that's because the reason why I have, now that I've got back on track where I need to be, it's like I watched the movie by Dolly Parton Saturday, and I cried like a baby, especially, I don't know if y'all seen the movie, when her daddy walked into the church and had surrendered. And it's like, I don't know, it's like every little thing now, I see things different. It's just, I don't know. I'm very humble. Is that the Holy Spirit that's, leading me now?
Well, Calvin, if you have received Christ and you're a saved person, then yeah, the Holy Spirit lives in you. And, regarding your question about whether the Holy Spirit is a feeling or not, let me just urge you to not go that direction. Our feelings change. My feelings change from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes I feel really close to God, sometimes I feel nothing at all. And I have to let those feelings go and be expressed, and they pass with time. And so remember that God is spirit, and we worship him in spirit and in truth, not in emotion. Now, it's great that we have emotions and that we feel things, and God created us to feel things, but let me assure you that, you know, if we felt God all the time, then it would not be a walk of faith. And so there are times that it may be an hour, a day, a week, a month, where we might not feel something, and that's really a time where God's just calling us to set our minds on truth. And the truth is, if you've received Christ, he lives in you. And as to whether he's prompting you to, you know, have an attitude of humility based on something that you learned or saw, absolutely. I mean, you know, the Spirit works humility in us. The fruit of the Spirit is what he's working in us. And part of that is also, you know, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, regarding humility. So the humility of Christ is being worked in us. So absolutely, I would give credit where credit is due. If you're finding that God is working a spirit of humility in you, then give thanks for that. At the same time, we don't want to be feeling chasers, because the feelings will come and go, and our bedrock is the truth of the gospel. So I hope that helps.
Yes, and the thing, reason I'd ask it, it's like, I don't know, I just stay so humble now. I mean, it's like the things that I used to just push to the side, I notice now, and that's with somebody of what kind of situation they may be going through. It's like I feel for them, you know, where before it was like, you know, it's kind of at the time of with a hardened heart, you would say.
Yeah. I mean, God causes us to notice the little things. What we have thought to be little things turn out to be pretty big deals. In other words, the feelings and thoughts of people around us, people who need love, people who need attention, people who need to be friended. And so, you know, a lot of times as an unbeliever, we might not have noticed that. And now as a Christian, God's putting those things on our hearts. And I love that. That's part of just the Holy Spirit's sensitivity in wanting to love and save and draw people unto himself.
I got one more comment and I'll let you go. Anybody out there that hadn't read the book, Simple Gospel, Simple Grace? Mm-hmm. That's the true meaning of how Christian life is supposed to be. And it was such an honor and a blessing for y'all to mail me it. I really enjoyed it.
It is a terrific book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob Christopher's book. I'm glad you got it, and I'm glad you read it, and that it was really helpful to you. It's been helpful to thousands of people, and thanks for your call today, Calvin.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Calvin. If you have any other questions, give us a call. We'll always be glad to hear from you. Of course, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace is available if you visit that particular website, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. You can order a single copy or you can order multiple copies to share with family and friends, and we encourage you to do that. As Andrew said, and as Calvin attested, it is a wonderful, wonderful book. It will help you understand these things that we go through many times we don't understand. So,
Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Yes, indeed. And exciting news, we now have the study guide available, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide. So we've got a combo pack. You can buy the book and the study guide, and I think that's a great way to dive deep into what the Christian life is all about. And that book tries to answer the question how the Christian life is really supposed to work, or to show that way of grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So we're so grateful that Calvin got a copy of that, and that was a blessing in his life. You know, Andrew, as you were talking, I kept thinking about the fact that, you know, with Christ in us, we've become this new creation. And it's like we've been given new eyes and new ears. And, you know, the Bible tells us we have this new heart and, you know, colors are more vibrant. And, you know, all sorts of things take place as a result of this new birth in Christ. It's not that we just get a golden certificate that allows us entry into heaven when we die. Something has fundamentally, radically changed on the inside, hasn't it?
Yeah, and Calvin is experiencing that and even asking about it because it's such a big deal. You know, when you're in Adam, you don't have the same sensitivities that you now have in Christ. And we take that for granted, but, you know, it is a supernatural life because it's Jesus's life. I'm not trying to, you know, glamorize it or make it sound like there's miracles happening all the time. But, you know, it's a miracle to be discerning in the Spirit, to discern that someone's hurting and to have the heart now to reach out to them. It is a miracle that at one point, maybe some of us out there, we didn't pay attention to our kids. And then Jesus puts it on our heart to, you know, be sensitive and start paying attention to them and parenting them differently. You know, my dad was married two times. The first marriage, he had three children. And then the second marriage, he had two children. And right in between those two marriages, he got saved. And he always told us, he said that Jesus Christ has changed the way that I parent. And when Jesus Christ saved me, you know, I did lots of things differently. I ran my business differently. I cared about people more. You know, Jesus is going to impact every area of our lives.
Yes, he is. Well, let's go to New York and talk with Chris listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, Bob.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm having a very complicated issue. It has to do with backsliding. What happened to me was
Chris, we're kind of losing you on your cell phone.
Maybe about 12 years ago.
Okay.
I got involved in I got born again. I believe I got saved. And about 8 years into it, I fell and started to backslide. And prior to becoming a Christian, I was involved with, you know, worldly things. And I kind of got back into it. One of the things was I had a prescription drug problem. And when I started to backslide, I started to take over-the-counter medications, and after a little while, I wound up getting physically sick and causing myself to actually develop a life-threatening problem with my liver. So my question is
well, let me ask you this.
Does God take you back even though you've backslided to the point where you've actually hurt yourself? And now my doctors tell me that I have a very bad problem with my liver. And there's a possibility that that it's fatal.
Well, guys, I think we should start with Chris right back at the very beginning.
Yes.
and find out, Chris, a little bit about what you mean when you say, I think I was saved, you know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago. What did you understand about the gospel at that point? Were you coming to Jesus just so that you could go to heaven when you died? Did you understand the aspect of Christ coming to live inside of you? What was it that drew you way back then? And then what... Go ahead.
I was involved in them. Actually, I even got involved in things. A family member was in a hospital, and I would listen to the pastor of the hospital preach a message every week, but I would never go in. And then one day, after many, many months of listening, one of the people from the hospital invited me in, and I sat down and I started to sing songs with them. And after a few weeks, I accepted the invitation to be saved, understanding that my salvation could only come through the blood of Christ, and that he died, lived a sinless life, and he rose, and that I would have eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ and Christ alone. And I started to get involved in the hospital ministry, and I started to become part of their service. And this went on for years. And then one day, a friend of mine passed away about 7 years into my ministry, and I became very disgruntled. And the next thing I knew, I was back into the world, and I was using the medication and whatnot. And
so you had some disappointment. You trusted Christ, things were going well, you were having a ministry, you experienced the loss of a good friend. And that brought about some pain in your life. And one of the things that is true of all of us is we have this flesh that hangs on us. When we're born again, we're made alive in Christ. God's Spirit comes to live inside of us, Chris. We're new creations. We're brand new. The new is here. The old is gone. That's what Scripture tells us. That old man was crucified with Christ. We have been placed into Christ's death, into his burial, and into his resurrection. We've been raised to walk in a newness of life. But we do that still housed in this body of flesh, and within this body of flesh, there's sin. And sin still tries to tug at us. And a lot of times, Chris, when we go through tragic situations, when we experience loss and those hurts, come to us and just, deep gut level hurts, we don't like that. We don't like experiencing those things. And so a lot of times we just revert back to things that were comfortable to us, how we used to handle hurt and pain way back when. And that's what's happened to you, and now you're trapped and you're trying to figure out, is there a way out? Will God accept you back? And here's the good news, Chris. God never outed you. God never turned his back on you. God never said, "Oh, I'm gonna toss Chris aside, and if he'll ever change his ways, maybe, just maybe, I'll reconsider." That's not God. That's not how God works toward us in Christ. If you're in Christ,
I feel so far away. I feel so far from the Lord. When I fell, I fell hard. Not only into the
That's a feeling, isn't it, Chris? That's something you're feeling as a result of what you're thinking. You've been thinking you've messed up, and God must be so ticked at me because I've gotten right back into the same old stuff that I did before I was even saved. And I know God is just disgusted. I know God just is sick at his stomach over me. And you start believing that. And as you do, your feelings start to respond. And God just gets further and further and further and further away. But none of those thoughts are based on truth. God took away your sins in Christ once and for all. He dealt with all of it. So even before you were born, Chris, he saw that there was going to be a time in your life where you were going to be hooked on prescription drugs, and he saw a time in your life when you were going to go back to those things. And he dealt with all of that. He sent Jesus. Jesus took those sins upon himself. Jesus took the penalty for those sins. He died. He buried. Those sins have been buried, cast into the sea. There's as far as the east is from the west, from you. He's removed them once and for all. And now he was raised back to life so that you could walk in the newness of life. And Chris, when you come to him, Christ comes to live inside of you with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So maybe you feel that God is a million miles away, but here's the truth. Jesus Christ is in you. He can't get any closer than that. Isn't that good news?
That's great news. The problem that I'm facing is that I fell so hard back into sin that I sometimes am afraid that maybe I was never born again in the first place.
Well, Chris, are you currently dealing with the prescription drugs? Are you currently on them?
No, I stopped.
Okay.
No, I repented a few months before I got a prognosis.
Because all of that, Chris, it can certainly affect your feelings too and keep you in a tailspin of not being able to discern truth. So I'm really glad that you got off of them. But the way that you're talking about your sin, the sins that you've committed, I mean, the way that you talk about your struggle, you talk about it as if it is enormous. It is so big. And really what we're trying to say is that your sins are small and your God is big. And you've been obsessed with the size of your sins instead of being obsessed with the size of your Savior.
But I'm also obsessed with the fact that the doctor told me that I have a fatal disease now.
So you want
to do with my liver.
Yeah. So you want to get this right. You want to get this right. You want to be sure that you're a saved person. And I understand that because you have a life-threatening illness and you don't want to take a risk of being unsure. And what we're saying is you don't want to die someday, whenever that is. You don't want to die with a theology that says Jesus died for all of my sins except for prescription drugs. That's not a good theology. That's a poor theology. Jesus didn't say, I'm dying for all your sins except prescription drugs. I'm taking away all your sins except for the ones you really struggle with. No, he said, I'm taking all your sins away. So you really need to put your confidence in Christ that he's not a liar, that he meant what he said. And when he said he remembers your sins no more, he really, really meant it. And so there is no sin record left. You're a forgiven person, and you need to let yourself off the hook and forgive yourself just as God does. Does that make sense?
It makes sense in the spiritual world. Though, unfortunately, when I read the Bible now and I read passages also about when in the book of, I don't know if it was the book of John, and it talks about in the letters of 1 John or 2 John, I could be wrong, it talks about Demas. Demas left us because he was not one of us.
Right.
And sometimes, and then also I also look at the scripture where Paul writes to the Corinthians and tells them that I want you to deliver that man to Satan, save his soul, but deliver his flesh to Satan.
Well, in that case, of course, you know, what he's saying is this guy's making a mockery of the faith, and so he's making foolish choices in the flesh, but it says, nevertheless, his spirit will be saved. So look at what that guy was doing. He was having sex with his mother-in-law or I mean, something like that. So it was pretty inappropriate, and God knew about that sin, too. And so, you know, is his sin forgivable, but your sin is not? Was that sexual sin forgivable by God so that that man's spirit would be saved? But somehow you, Chris, your sinning with prescription drugs is different.
It was also sexual sin once the prescription drugs started.
So these sins are piling up, Chris, in your past. We all have them. We've sinned millions of times. And we're just going to have to decide how powerful the blood of Jesus really is. Are you willing to put your confidence in the blood of Jesus and say that it's enough? Otherwise, the accuser will accuse you day and night and shake that foundation that you have. You need an anchor, and the anchor is the blood of Jesus.
Chris, let me do this. We're about to run out of time. I want to put you on hold. We have a packet of information that we're going to send you. We would like to send you that's going to help you answer the question about your salvation, is going to help you realize that you have not sinned to the point that you're outside of the reach of God. If you are in Christ, Christ is in you. And we want that to be your firm foundation. So you hang on. We're going to send you this information. Once you get it, read through it, listen to it. Will you call us back, my friend?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, you hang on, Chris.
Time after time after time, the importance of basic gospel being on the air live is underscored by the calls we get. That's true of Chris as well, as we'll be able to reach out to him on an ongoing basis. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. I want to remind you that you can stay in touch with Basic Gospel while you're on the go by downloading our feature-rich Basic Gospel app. And also, click subscribe on any page at basicgospel.net to subscribe to our newsletter. We'd love to have you be a part of that. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.